What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I'm not an alpha male. I'm not a beta male either. I'm just a better man. Better man. Well, put your happiness first, because if you don't, they won't.
GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted. And I am excited because this right here, this is a special show. I know I've said that 400 to 500 times before, but this time I mean it. We got a special guest, but first and foremost, Harry, what's popping?
No, what's popping? I'm popping. That's what's popping. I don't even know how you could ask me that question.
Are you,
God shit. Damn it. All right, Cardi B.
You still putting the boots to it?
I'm laying the boots to bitches, and I still don't know whether that's sexual or physical. But either way, anyone who wants some can come get some. How about that?
All right, Dre, what's popping?
I'm doing rather well, my good man.
I can tell.
You know, times have been, I've seen darker days, but now I've seen brighter nights.
All right, moving right along. Let me get to my guests.
Turn it to Bryant Gumbel talking about the Olympics.
You know what? And I'm the one. Well, let me introduce my guest before I start just talking to her, since we're so professional. This young lady I want to bring up, just a really dope human being, super, super funny. We just did Netflix, just a whole bunch of shit doing.
They ready.
She'll talk about that. Dope as shit. I wanted to tell you it was dope set. Give it up for Aaron Jackson, y'all. Give it up for Aaron Jackson. Yeah. Clap it up, y'all.
Give it up for me. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having. I'm so good. It's so, because Aaron is a person that I see a lot and I enjoy seeing. Like when I see Aaron, I get a good, so it's a good thing.
I second that, yo, for real.
Aww,
yeah, and I don't even know you personally. Like, we don't know each other like that, but I see you all over the fucking place. Anytime I'm doing, like, I see it, I'm like, oh shit. And then it's just like, you're like always cool.
Just
like, you always got like a real chill energy. Like,
thank
I'm like,
guys.
You just, like.
So she's like the anti Todd Lynn.
Gotta try not to be a raging bitch today. The pressure's on. Y'all should have said that before I started drinking bourbon, because I'm gonna be a different me.
Yeah, look, we can take it all. We'll take it all. Bourbon from a straw. I hear that. Do it.
That's right.
Get it.
That's right. I mixed it. I put a little ginger in there just so I could, you know, not be too tall for the show.
So you can lie to yourself that you don't have a problem.
Balance.
I feel you.
I do half Coke, half Diet Coke, and I felt like I was doing something right.
You desperate.
Coke, half Diet Coke.
That's fat math right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's definitely fat math right there.
It cancels out the Coke.
Work it out. It's all a negotiation, player. Yeah. It's all a negotiation. But it's always, I always have a good feeling. Very, very, very funny. If you want to check somebody out that's funny, dope, and very fluid and just dope to watch, check out Aaron's funny thing.
Yeah, and where is it available? It's on Netflix, correct?
It's on Netflix. Tiffany Haddish presents They Ready, season 2, episode 2. That's me.
They Ready.
On Netflix, yeah.
Dope. How was that, doing that? How was shooting that? Because y'all shot that during the whole pandemic, right?
We did. We shot it in October, so it was definitely... flying was a little nerve wracking because that was my first time really doing anything.
Right.
I wasn't doing anything till Tiffany called. I was just sitting on myself eating Cheez-Its. And
Was you cool with her before, or?
I have never met her until.
I kind of got that feeling like she just, how did she pluck you out?
I don't know.
You don't know.
You know, she was like, I've seen you before. I've seen you at the Cellar. I've seen you in LA. And I just thought I was like, that's so dope, because the first season was like, all her girls, right? And then this season, you know, she had relationships with pretty much everybody.
Yeah, you
know?
Yeah.
But I didn't know her. And I'm like, I don't know how I got here or how you found me, but I'm grateful. I asked you no more questions.
Oh, yeah.
You shared your platform. You didn't have to do that. Who does that for somebody they don't know?
Right. Yeah.
You don't want to keep asking questions. You're just happy to do it. You don't want to talk yourself out of the gig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, is that Aaron with... Oh, wait a minute. You're Aaron... Oh, I got a different Aaron Jackson. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what's crazy too? You know, you say who does that? It seems like the kindness that you give people, you don't realize how much it gives back to you when you give of yourself. I mean, everybody's so often we're trying to hold on to everything, and in the process of us holding on to everything, we end up dropping everything and don't get it, don't have anything. And so the goodness of that is like I find, and so I don't know if you know the premise of the show. I know I won't, you know, but we're trying to make dudes better, relationships better, women better. And the fundamental principles is that that we've boiled it down to is authenticity, credibility, and empathy. And to instill that in the way and to really kind of stay in the scope of that. So when you talk about somebody like Tiffany just plucking somebody out and doing something for them, as much as it's such a benefit for you, the benefit it is for her to just be able to say, you know, this is the person that I am. Now I'm a person who has civility and generosity, and it just is, it exudes you in a way that you wouldn't even understand. And a lot of times I'll have dudes, you know, they'll come listen to the show because it's like they'll think it's a pickup thing. And then when I explain to them, it's real game is no game. It's at the fundamental of who you are, people are gonna see you. And you know, we learn to put on these facades, but the reality is that we know who we are, and there's always a subtext where we're communicating this way. So if we think we ain't shit, the reason why the motherfucker that you with is treating you like you ain't shit is because you're really telling them to. It's in the, at the core of who you are. It comes to you. Yeah, I'm sorry. But, you know, it's interesting with even like with comedy. And that's, you know, when I talk about your comedy and I'm saying how fluid and comfortable is because it exudes through your skin. Like it's something that's not, it just, it's in a comfortable place. And that is why it's so different and so unique and so beautiful in that way. And when we act like that in real life, in every situation, the same thing is true. It just, you know, that those moments when we're on stage and there's such truth in what we're saying, just because we're present and reacting, as opposed to letting all these other, you know, these other forces say, you should be this way and you should be that way. And I think that is just one of the things that's the most attractive about a man and a woman is that kind of truthfulness. And we put all these values on so much other stuff. That doesn't even matter if there's no integrity in the first place. You know,
I remember I was laughing earlier. I wasn't laughing at what you were saying. It was just that you said the word facade.
Oh.
And that reminded me of the first time I ever heard the word. And it was at a youth camp. And then it was in trouble youth program joint.
Yeah. You, Drake, in a trouble. You,
I used to fight a lot. I wasn't doing nothing else.
I was being sarcastic. I knew why you were there.
I was trying to do nothing else. But yeah, I was in that.
No
shit.
No one assumed you organized it, and we're running.
Yo, Andre's 15, and you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna start a youth core.
But no.
Anyway, go ahead.
Facade shit. It was impactful because it was this kid that was a nerd and he said it like the whole, like, oh, even the gangsters kind of got like, so what that mean though? Like, it was a moving moment for the church. Like all of us was like, what the fuck is a facade, nigga? Like, he stopped everything with that word. It was just pivotal.
Vocabulary quizzes. That's how you stop the violence, right?
Yo, that shit had us shook. We were just violence went away.
Yeah. Got a man. Harry, you got a man?
I was like, who are you talking to?
Harry. I'm talking to Harry. Harry, you got a man?
You got a man.
Y'all broke up again.
Yeah. Be specific with your questions. No, I don't have a man.
Fucked up.
No, nothing going on, Aaron? Or is it because of the COVID?
Mostly because of the COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was cougaring for a while.
Really? How young did you go?
He's 11 years younger than me, which is still grown.
Yeah.
I'm not young.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
He definitely had the mentality, you know, it was just
having fun.
That nigga was playing Xbox. What up? What's his pin number?
I didn't know what he was talking about half the time. I was like, okay.
You got a nice young back. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
You know how I met him though? Literally a nice young back. I met him because when I moved into this apartment, he was my mover. I hired a moving help from U-Haul, and he was my mover. I was like, well, he already know where I live at. He put the bed together. Moving shit.
You might as well let him use it, right?
Might as well sleep over. Shit. No.
Did you really do it that day? Did you do it that day, or you just another day?
2 days.
Later. Oh, yeah.
That's a good ass job.
That's what I'm talking about, Aaron. I'm about to go get me a moving job. I'm going to start
you, bro. All you need is a t-shirt with the company logo. Boy, your future bright.
And one of those dollies, just a dolly. And that's it.
Nigga, dolly save your back. Now you got other things to do.
Yeah.
He's walking around with a dolly and a moving shirt.
Don't
even have a job, nigga.
You just dress like a moving man. Where's your truck at? Nah, yo, they coming, they bringing it around.
I got you, boo.
He didn't even have a truck, though. He was just labor. I had to rent the truck and everything. He just put the stuff on the truck. I was like,
God damn.
Nah, but, you were like, well, at least he's obedient. He put the stuff on the truck.
Good job, son.
He was pretty.
How long did it go?
Off and on, probably for like a year and a half, but not straight through.
Yeah. Are you in a place where you're looking for something, not looking for something? When's the last time you had a real dude?
Before that, and that was before COVID. So
really? It's been a while.
And I blame work for some of it, you know what I mean? But I can't blame work for all of it, you know?
Yeah. And what do you think it is? What do you think
Well, you know, like I said, part of it was just I didn't know how to meet somebody to make time for. Like for me, it was like, look, when I first meet you, we're gonna have to fit it in between. Like, I don't know you enough to take off a Friday and a Saturday. Let me meet you in between the set. We have a drink. We see if we hit it off. Then if we, you know, we like each other, then I'll see. But men don't like to be, first thing, I'm not gonna say this is the whole reason, but men definitely don't like to be fit in, or I found that they don't like to be fit in, or the ones that I've dealt with.
Well, I think you're right, but I think what happens is a lot of times it's the whole idea of being fit in. So like once he's fit in, right, and now you got this nigga on a schedule, he's like, whoa, like I don't mean it like that.
I mean fit in to like once we get to know each, like before we get to know each other, then if we vibe, I'll make time for you.
Okay.
But it was finding people to get to know.
Well, that's a sacrifice. You're not just going to sacrifice it for some dude you just met. It's got to be something.
Yeah. That was part of it.
No.
The other part is,
Well, I mean, so what do you mean? You just, like, you would connect with somebody and then just not make time or just not, you know, not cut your money. I mean,
get to that part, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Where I wanted to know if I wanted to make time.
But
like,
they knew you were a comic, right?
They did. But they, you know, and it's not like it's a whole lot of people, but the few guys that it was, they just didn't like the idea of like, they're like, what you doing Friday night? I'm like, what you doing Tuesday afternoon? Like, I was just trying to find somebody's schedule.
Yeah, but here's you know, it's interesting because dudes will do this a lot. A lot of dudes who are comics, they'll have a girlfriend and they're young comics and they'll be coming up and then they'll be trying to get the grind on. But then their girl will be like, they don't understand what it takes to be a comic.
Every relationship, I burn them bitches to the ground.
Comedy.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset.
Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
But you know, but I'll tell you, what the problem is. The problem is you treat your comedy, you're treating your comedy like a side bitch instead of like your wife. Because if you're going, this is what I do. Right. Yo, I like you, Kaviana. Yeah, you gotta understand. This is what I do. So whatever. And you know, if you say that up front, a lot of times they'll be like, yeah, yo, I'm cool. Because you know, they all, you know, on the front end. Yeah, yeah, yo, I'm easy. I'm, you know, I like keeping it light and everything. And then all of a sudden, when somebody else is in my pussy, you let somebody else in. So I think if it's like male comics will always say, yeah, you know, I gotta rush home because now if you're a plumber and you put in a boiler, I'm not telling you how to boil. Like I don't know how you boil. Right. Like, just what you do. So you have to kind of tell me what the parameters of my job is. Just like if I'm a comic and you go, oh, you hanging out? No, look, let me explain to you. You don't do this, and right, I'm going to tell you the parameters. Now you can sign up or not. The thing is, if they're not signing up, they did you a favor, because what was this going to be but that same problem down the road, you know?
Right, right. So, yeah, so that's part of it. And the other part of it is just me being, like, just discouraged with the whole process. I think I spent a lot of time in my 30s on one person. Mm-hmm. And I think I just had a lot of, like, starting this all over again and finding something. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't 100% into it either. So, you know. Trying to do that. Coming out of this, I'm trying to hit the ground running, y'all.
But why do you think you weren't into it?
Partly because I was still in love.
Okay.
And then I just think, you know, after that relationship, I think I just was like feeling like, what happened? What was wrong? You know what I mean? I think I took a lot of that on myself. And then I was like, well, what's wrong with me? Like, I got to figure out what's wrong with me before I do this again. And you know what I mean? And
all of that is suck. It's one thing is, like, I always say, if was there any cheating or anything, or did it just kind of go?
No, it just wasn't even a well-defined situation.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a weird kind of thing, because whenever the relationship breaks up, usually women go, why wasn't I good enough? And then when the relationship breaks up with guys, they go, fuck that bitch. Right? It's always external. There's never. So innately, I think that's kind of a very woman thing to do. It's like, what part of it did I have to do with it? After the fact, not always during.
No, you get clarity. We got clarity about 2 years ago, and it was one of those things where I was like, oh my goodness, all those things I thought that you were not willing to give me are just things you're not willing to give. Like, you're not giving them in your current relationship.
It's not personal. Right.
It's not personal. Like, your current girlfriend is dealing with the same shit that I was dealing with.
Right,
you know what I mean?
That's funny. Right. You still ain't shit. Okay,
great. No, yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, not to say it like that, but like, yeah, it was one of those things.
Yeah.
You're like, great. It wasn't me. You know what I mean? And then you start, sometimes it takes that, like just that hearing it to know you weren't crazy. Mm-hmm. And then to be able to step back out there, you know? Right. So, yeah. So now I'm trying, or I'm going to try.
That's part of it, especially if you're a good person. It's hard because you take everything on accountability towards yourself. Like, what did I do? What should I have done? And sometimes you have to realize that it's the other person that needs fixing. Now, you also should not be, there's other people who do it on
you
the other
be,
end.
You should be everybody.
Everybody else.
Yeah.
Everybody's
shout out
crazy.
To, shout out to Yamanika.
Yamanika.
Stop.
I love her to death. Well, she drives me crazy. But it's an interesting thing, you know, that kind of inward look. But I think what happens if you go, I always say when you buy the house, you got to buy the house based on what it's appraised at the time that you're buying. You can't buy it on what it was worth 5 years ago, and you can't speculate what it's going to be worth 10 years from now. So you got to be really honest about what you're looking at and what's on the table. What is offered
you, as far as relationship,
like whatever is in it, whatever asset it is to you. And so it's a funny thing. I was, I do the counseling, I do the one-on-one consulting, and this guy was like, yeah, she's a lot of times she's great, but she has these abandonment issues and she thinks I'm cheating. I'm like, are you cheating? He's like, no, I'm not cheating. He goes, and I kind of feel like me not cheating should be the reason why she trusts me. But if she thinks I'm cheating, then she can't trust me because I'm not cheating anyway. It nullifies the two. The thing is, I was like, look, you have to understand that this is who she is. I said, how often do you go before y'all have another kind of incident? He goes, every 2 weeks. I go, so now you have to, I said, let's say you date her for 2 years. I go, that's 48 blowups a year, right? Times 2 years is 96 blowups. That's how many fights you're going to have about the same thing that you're fighting now.
And is that right, Aaron?
I don't think that math is right. Math. Yeah, I was like, that wasn't the point. So I let it go.
I have a calculator.
What is it?
Every 2 weeks is like 26 weeks a year.
Something like 40, that.
I don't know. It's fine. That wasn't the point. Shut up, Andre. You're not supposed to be reading my face.
Anyway.
This is a podcast. You can't even see me.
I've been smoking all day. So if y'all want me to do math and fucking smoke shatter, I can't do it.
I don't think anyone wanted you to do either. I don't think anyone was demanding that you smoke shatter or.
It's a lot of fucking. Look,
y'all want me to smoke weed.
You and then do math.
I do this for you.
Y'all want me to get drunk, right? Yeah. Have an orgy and then do the show too?
I do it for you. The sacrifices I make every day.
Following your point, Dante. That wasn't
my point. Listen, here it is. It's a lot of damn arguments. That's what fuck it is. Yeah, yeah. In the course of a year, that's a lot of arguments. I said, and then you're looking at that in a way where there's nothing, there's no relief in sight because it's not going to change. This is what it is. So you got to understand this is what you're signing up for. You're signing up for it.
And that's what you also allow it to continue too, because it doesn't get to however many it is without you continuing to allow. So this dude, by just, especially if he's not cheating, and you go, and you even engage in that conversation, that you're allowing that to go to happen. And that becomes the norm. You know, like we always talk about, anything that you do more than, three times
is no longer a favor. It's an obligation.
And that becomes the standard that's set, like, oh, I'm going to break your balls. You're going to say I shouldn't be breaking your balls. I'm going to do it anyway. We're not going to talk for a day. And then we're going to reset.
He says shit like, no, babe. No, babe. Fucking. I ain't cheating, bitch. Leave me alone. Fuck on my face.
Babe, I love you. Come on, you're beautiful to me, and I love you.
Babe.
If you are cheating on me, I don't know what to do.
Oh my God. Is this Dante's world famous Sofia Vergara impression?
Is that what that was?
Don't even talk to me.
Terrible impression.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You guys are making fun of me!
It's still happening.
It's still going on. Uh-huh. But but that's what you allow that stuff to happen.
Just like
you people wanted this. You bought this. You guys brought.
We
this
made him smoke weed.
You guys made me. Made him smoke. You wanted me to do this voice.
No, that was better.
Oh. I get better as I do it more and more. By the end of this show, you're gonna be like, oh my god, is she here? I feel like she's on the Zoom call.
Yeah.
I'm not holding my breath. I don't know how many, if it takes 96 times or not. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Why don't you shut up?
Now it sounds like when they used to do impressions of Carlos Mencia on South Park. Now it's turning into that.
It sounds like that too. It's the same voice.
Anyway,
Aaron, did you date a lot of younger dudes? Have you dated a lot of younger dudes, or is that more of a new revelation?
That's new. Just two.
Just two. How did you find it? Did you enjoy it, or is it something you go, it's fun for a fling?
It was. I mean, the first one was clearly a fling. It was always meant to be a fling. The second one I thought was going somewhere. He was, you know, like he was dope, but
He was a dope or he was dope?
Because He was dope.
Okay.
Giggle Harry, go ahead. Dope.
But then he was dope at first and then he wasn't dope, you know? Yeah, but I thought it was fine. He was, you know,
dope,
I think
dope in what way?
Looking for,
dope in what way?
Well, like really, really interesting. He came to the US from another country. But he was a PhD and he was a researcher. He just had an interesting life and a lot of cool story. And he was nice and charming and interesting to talk to. I think for a while too, I really was focused on finding people who had flexible schedules. That became a thing for me. Like I was like, who should I date? Like, should I date a fireman? But you know what I mean? Like in most my mind, like, that's schedules. Been a problem. So and then
nobody
maybe what I need
more
to do
flexible than a nigga
is find,
that push keys.
Right. Just up front, try to.
Yeah, but
I'm telling you, girl, you're going to be good now. Get your little
That's
dope
Andre's
dealer.
Advice to Aaron. You gotta find somebody on the corner.
They got the longest schedule ever. You need somebody a couple levels up. Harry,
correct.
Andre's in South Jamaica. He can yell out the window and get you one. Yo, Kool-Aid. Yo.
Got a nice young lady for you, pimp.
Word.
Yeah, but I feel like after this, I want to have a few nothing flings before I try for real again. Like I need somebody to touch me.
Air it out, Aaron. Air it out.
Too long.
Let somebody knock the dust off it.
Oh my god! I mean, ain't no dust on there. I mean, I
it's a figure of speech, but okay, thanks.
What I mean is, you know me. You know, it's been a while since someone helped me, but I mean, I've been good.
I've been doing alley-oops off the backboard by myself for too long.
We are polished up in here. We ain't got no dust. We good.
She's been working out. She's been training. She's just waiting for the season to start.
Exactly. Yeah.
She's chasing that chicken like Rocky, you know, running around after.
Say you want something real, Aaron. What does something real look like to you?
Oh, you sound like my therapist. Shut up. because we've been talking about this. We've been talking about like what it is that I want and, you know, real things. You know, I want it all. I don't know. I want someone who is interested in getting to know me, number one, like not. Like, I feel like when I have these conversations, because right now it's like only online dating. That's the only thing that's available. Right. And I started doing that earlier in the pandemic. And then I realized dudes was just like at the point where, and I get it, but like, I'm not willing to risk my life for you. Like people were like, well, where are we going to meet? I don't need a pimp out for a year. And I was like, that's fair. I'm not willing to risk that. So I kind of laid off on it, but now, you know, I feel
fair enough. You feel like there's some light at the end of
today.
Nice.
I got my first shot.
Nice.
So I'm almost back out there, but, so what I was telling my therapist was, you know, I keep talking to these people. I'll meet these people in the app or something like that. And then it'd be like, like, I'm like, do people not know how to have conversations anymore?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you ask a question, we talk about something. Now you ask me a question, or you ask me that same question.
Yeah,
back,
but you
like,
got you have to understand, you know, and I'm gonna tell you, this is something that I really feel for female comics, because and just in general, we as comics, well, it could be three comics that you don't even really fuck with, just part of the community. And that could be the best night of you. Like, we could laugh and enjoy each other's company. And then those three people may never be together in the room again. And it will happen. And we do that over and over again. And so when you get a square dude and he's trying to be interesting or trying to be funny, and you're like, you see it coming, and it just becomes really, because you know, our job is kind of having that kind of mental sharpness.
But that's my thing. I'm always like, no, I know I could be charming because I charm rooms full of strangers every night.
Right.
But what my therapist told me was, this is what she told me. And she was like, this is a you problem. She said, she's like, what kind of questions are you asking? And so I like gave her a list, and she was like, you ask a lot of closed-ended questions. Mm-hmm. And she was like, and for men,
what would an example of a closed-ended question?
She was like, when you're getting to know people, I ask questions like, oh, so where'd you grow up? Like, da 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 da. Like, that's only one answer. Like, that's not a
right. Right.
Like, what is, you know, what
if you gotta, you doing? Gotta, you gotta approach it. And this is a technique I would teach. I used to teach dudes all the time. If you go, and it can be nonsensical, because what happens, it gives you, it gives the person the ability to attach their personality to the question. So if it's sort of like the Rorschach test. So if I go, if you thought love was a color, what would that be and why? Now you have to think in terms, and now as soon as you, like, if I'm on a date and I ask a girl that question, now she has to think. It has to go, what does it mean? And then what I'm doing is I'm listening. I'm asking the question.
The answer, you're listening to the body language.
Because it's the sub, but I'm listening to the answer too, because the subtext of who she is and what she is and what she does gives you a dossier. So if you're trying to win the war, you know, you need the intel. So you should be listening and engaging, because everything that you are is permeates everything that you do.
I'm learning that. Like, I'm learning that about, like, she told me the same thing. Like, so I came up with, like, really, like, I'm really working, because I'm like, I'm not really trying to do like another solo bid. Like, I can't do it. Like, I've been working on, like, what kind of questions I would ask about, like, you know, what do you want to do? Like, even after the pandemic, like, kind of shit, like, just, you know, what? And so, yeah. And I realized, like, if you give, well, again, these are things that I think, but I found, like, the people that I've encountered in terms, like, the men that I've encountered, like, if you give a man an opportunity to give you a yes or no answer, that's all they're going to give you. And so I was like, okay, so I have to be better about that, because I know if you ask me a closing, I'm still going to keep going.
Right. But that's because you're a comedian, a talker, and somebody who is not is comfortable with that.
And it's funny, judging people based on me. And I realize I have to stop. Yeah.
It's funny. I got sent a New York Times article about like, these are the questions that lead to love. This is kind of interesting. So I guess you could use this, because these are really open ended questions, and they come in like three sets of difficulty here. So one is like, given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest? Right. So if you look back at them, and their first thing is to go like Meg Thee Stallion.
Like, who? Hitler.
Hitler. You're like, oh, boy. All right.
I don't know if this is going to work.
It's going to be a short one. And then like section two here. Let me see. These are kind of interesting. Is there something you've dreamed of doing for a long time? Why haven't you done it? You know, that's that type of thing. So that would let you know a little bit about them. And then, Now you go into section three. If you make it through, like, these get really deep. Like, what is your most terrible memory? I don't know if you want to ask that one, but it will lead.
No.
It will let you know about it.
What is your most terrible memory? Yeah. How does that lead to anything fun?
How does that lead to love?
He's like, the first, when I found out I had herpes, was
when I walked in the kitchen and my mom was there floating dead on the floor. That was scary, but how do you, like, what the fuck? Where you go from there?
And there's this one. I don't know. I don't know how this helps. When did you last cry in front of another person?
And oh, was God.
It, by
damn,
last time I saw another person.
Why would you do it? What, this is ridiculous.
I don't know. I like the first. I like the initial ones because those are a little light and open-ended.
Yeah, that's something I tell dudes all the time. Question, is
have
given,
you ever
given,
seen a dead body?
Yeah.
Want to see a dead body?
I got two in my trunk.
It's you gotta you the point of you meeting somebody is to get to know each other, and so if they're not, if you ask them questions where they have, like you said, where it's open-ended, not only that, but when you're doing that, if you really even people get a sense that you're listening to them, it makes them, it brings them closer to you. Yeah. Because you're paying attention, there's this connection. But the reality is you're really trying to see if they're fucking crazy. So you want to see when the eye twitches and shit. But I mean, honestly, you want to, it's the whole point of the engagement. And I think even though you got to know what the destination is, I think you're dealing with it. You know, even when you're talking about it, you're dealing with it so compartmentalized. And you've got to treat it more like you do comedy. Like if it's what's crazy to me is the fluidity in the way that you do comedy is because you just let it happen. You guide it here and there, but you let it happen and you enjoy it. It's the same thing.
Because but it's also you want to show them the best of yourself and not be fraudulent. Like you want to be completely accurate with what you're doing. You want to see if they're accurate as well, but it especially is important when you're presenting that to a woman that you are as
a man.
Right, but women are a little more on guard with it. Guys, they should be more on guard with it, but they're not. They don't give a fuck what your answer is. Like literally if you're hot enough and they go, "Oh, I'd have dinner with Hitler." You'd be like,
right.
"All right, I might not do day 2, but let's see if we could how far date 1 will go because guys are awful that way.
I feel like I'm better in person. Like I am good to meet people in the real world. I have not been good online.
Right.
But I feel like that's what it is now.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Yeah, I mean, it is. But I mean, it's going to open up. I mean, there's something I do a lot of times when I get guys who are like really shy. I have like a little program that I go put them through. And the first thing I do is I have them laying the 5 bricks where I go and I have them. They have to pay a compliment to a woman 5 times a day, every day with no intention on getting back. Not like she doesn't have to speak back. I don't want you to engage her in conversation. I'm not telling you to try to get the number. I just want you to engage with her, with the woman in a respectful, nothing sexual, nothing creepy, but something truthful and very specific. So, like I would say, you know, I love how the big hoops on your ears bring out your eyes. And it's just very something specific. And I think a lot of times the repetition of doing that.
Right.
First, what it does is it's like doing open mics. You don't have a fear. We do open mics because we don't believe we're funny. And when we do so much stage time that you believe that you're funny, all of a sudden, then you're able to access all the knowledge that you have in terms of how to do great comedy. Whereas when you're afraid, it instantly cuts off your ability, your connection with what you know how to do and whether your ability to execute it. So there's a relaxation that happens when they do 5 a day every day.
And it's not about it. Again, like you said, not being sexual. It's not at all about hitting on women. It's just literally, it doesn't have to be sexual at all. It's just conversing so that you get
paying attention to people looking at details.
And because if I look at you and go, "Oh, I'm loving your smoky eyes," you go, "Oh, this motherfucker, like, how thank you, right? Because you know she was working on that shit all day, trying to get it right. And then you're showing that in the detail. Detail is also important in eating pussy. If you had a nigga that's reckless, he's reckless in that. He's reckless
and
in everything else.
Nothing worse than a reckless pussy eater.
No, I mean, just reckless.
All over
just,
the place.
Did I tell you to keep still?
Focus.
You know, so it's interesting. I'm even like the subtext that everything we do. So it's even the awkwardness. Like even when you talk about it, you talk about it with an arc, like it's a like you look at your face. You're like it's. But the reality is that if you look at it, I mean, the perspective. If you look at it, this is an opportunity for me to engage in with other human beings, have this kind of social, which is really something I think people should take more revel at more since the COVID and we were so distant. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think this really taught us how much the social aspect of things are. Just like my buddy, his son is 3 years old and he lives across the street from me. And I've never wrestled with this kid. Like I never, you know, like I would have been laying out on the grass or the rug and wrestling with him. And I've never even touched that kid, you know, and this is my man, you know, so
that's not like a defense in court.
Yeah, man. I never touched that kid. You know, it's, but I think, and I was saying this, we were doing shows up on at the penthouse and people was out there 17 degrees in coats, bundled up. I went out and I was like, I wouldn't pay to see me and be out here to see me. Y'all motherfuckers is crazy. It's cold as shit. But they need that social. What we've learned, if anything, is what is essential is not necessarily what we think well, but that's everybody.
Yeah.
So when you're approaching somebody, they need the contact too. Maybe in a different way, but they want, but you know what? Maybe not even a different way. When people think, like, it's almost like when you're looking up the ladder, like if you think that somebody is more valuable than you, then all of a sudden the contact is more important. You know, like if somebody's with somebody, like if, you know, if somebody likes somebody more than the other one, the one that doesn't, even if he's not a person or she's not a person who's really, all of a sudden everything means more. It's like everything's more valuable because you perceive the person as better than you in a sense. And so it changes your makeup because it's like, this is valuable. And I think when you approach it with the fact that you have real value and you understand what your value is, then people, because how else do people assess what your value is? You tell them. You tell them about how you walk and how you talk and the way you look at them and all those things in the face. And so if you don't think you're shit or you don't think that you're good at it, then you're telling that to them, you know, and they're responding accordingly, you know?
Yeah.
It's
crazy. I feel like I was so much better. Maybe we all were, but like,
yeah,
man, in my 20s, I was out there.
Yeah, because you didn't give a fuck, though.
I didn't give a fuck. I didn't have anything else. And then I'm like, when did I lose my game or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, but Stella's getting her group back.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't even say that for you. It's just to talk to men. Pay a dude a compliment. You know what I mean? You got to be a little more careful because make sure it's somebody you're interested in. But if the dude, pay a dude a compliment, but don't do it I always say, you know, I try never to give more than I'm willing to give with nothing in return. Mm-hmm. So I don't
get that.
You know, so that I'm not mad when I don't get it back. So you pay a compliment with the intention that this is just something that I thought should be acknowledged, and leave it at that.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah,
Aaron, and then
when you walk away from it, they're going, well, wait a minute, because it's sincere. I'm sorry, Harry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was going to ask Erin if she ever got her heart broken. Like, what is the, I mean, we all have, what is your, like, the time you got by love? You know, like, what is that time you, like, it, you're like, oh, fuck, it got me. Love got me.
Man. I mean, the time.
No, it's the time.
Yeah, you could tell us a time. The one that
a time.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it was definitely the situation in my 30s. The first time, and I'm going to say it was multiple times with the same person, because I kept, you know, we kept finding our way back, or I found my way back or whatever. I remember, and this was in the, like, in the 2000s, before it was like 2010. I remember, you remember, well, maybe it's still like this, like on Facebook, you know how the big, it was like, oh, are you in a relationship or are you
right? Yeah.
And so you could be in a relationship with somebody and it would have like, you know, Dante is in a relationship with Erin. And then if you decided you weren't in a relationship, on your page, you could put single or whatever. But in my page, it would just still say in a relationship, but then there would just be no person.
Right.
And I got broken up with that way.
I found out that way.
And you know how people like, or you see it and then you're just like, and then other people are like, did you see, are you okay? What happened? Like,
oh shit.
And I'm like, what happened? Like, what do you mean what happened? And then there was the conversation. So it was like a Facebook status change and then a conversation. And you're like, wait, boy, what? That's backwards.
That's a dickhead move.
Yeah, that's dirty. Jesus.
Either that
and
or
now
that,
you're in a relationship with somebody else.
That has to like, be somebody else was there, so he had to. That was the place.
Yeah.
When you changing your Facebook profile,
he's just a pushover.
Yeah, anybody type of shit. That is a fucked up way. The post-it note, that might be the that was a pretty brutal way to get broken up with. I'm trying
to think of the city.
Yes, the Sex in the City post-it.
Especially if you're watching your Facebook and all of a sudden the person's name just disappears and just like click blink and is gone.
You refresh the page,
like, or you like get the Thanos notification
that the person is in a new relationship. Like you get the because it was in the day when everything was in the feed.
Yeah,
was in a relationship, and you're like, "What the fucking who?" You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, we had it was bad.
Oh my god, you got to talk about that on stage.
I used to have a whole bit about that, and obviously, I freaked it for the joke, but I used to be like, "Nigga, you live here." Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you turn to the right, they're just on the laptop typing away.
Right. I mean, that was many years ago but yeah, I did that bit.
I remember that bit. Nigga, you right here. We live together.
You live here.
Let's can you hang out a little bit? We're gonna do something behind the Patreon wall if you can. Erin, okay. Mm-hmm. Plug all your stuff, please. Anything you want to plug? Netflix, all the good social media. Talk to me.
Watch my special, y'all. Episode 2, season 2. Tiffany Haddish presents They Ready. Watch them all. Watch all the specials of everybody. Watch Tony Woods and Godfrey and Kimberly Clark, and watch Barbara Carlisle, and watch me. So watch everybody's special. Find me everywhere at EJ the Comic, EJ THE Comic. So that's where you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff.
All right, cool. Harry, talk to me.
You could check all my stuff out at Harry Turjanian. Join us over at patreon.com right now, because we're going to do a little bit of listener mail and we're going to answer all the Patreon listeners who had questions. Patreon.com/manschool202. Plus, I want you to check out the Man School 202 YouTube page and the TikTok. I mean, it's all over there. And Instagram. We're all over the place. Follow us.
Yeah, let's do it. Dre, talk to me.
You're Andre D. Thompson. Type that in on like search engines and fuck with me.
And your podcast, Andre, the one behind you.
Slouch Theory. Type that in.
Yeah.
And you're going to find me too. Hit enter.
That's just dope, yo.
Hit enter.
And also, Andre's just in general plugging marijuana, some weed, just as general. He's not getting paid, but just as a general.
Never
idea.
Mind, you might get a sponsor, pimp.
It's going to happen, Captain.
all my stuff, just DanteNero.com. If you need a consultation, a one-on-one consultation, just go on that and click consult. Everything else, Dante Nero, Instagram, YouTube. I'm starting to put up more stuff on the YouTube. GYBB, get your balls back. WWDD, what would Dante do? The sexual revolution is being podcasted. I love y'all, man. We are out. Check us out. And don't forget the Patreon. Sign up for the Patreon and you can get this stuff we're getting ready to do over on the other side.
Some listener
mail. We are out.